Firstly, I would like to thank you for receiving us so warmly today. Visitors from Europe, all admirers of George Hogg, some of us indeed relatives of that extraordinary man. It is wonderful to see how my uncle's vision has come to fruition in this place where he died just 80 years ago. So very young. And so very far away from home. I was last here exactly 37 years ago when you had just started to build this school and the very first students had only recently arrived. It is really great to see how it has developed over those years. George was certainly a visionary, with seemingly boundless energy. A very bright, intelligent, and adventurous young man who have true love for humanity. He was the youngest of six children of a very prosperous family. My mother was his elder sister. I was born just 6 months after George died, and so in his memory I was given his middle name as my middle name, Aylwin. It is an unusual and ancient name, meaning wise or noble friend. I believe there's an ancient Chinese saying, give a man a name and he becomes that name. It certainly rings true in this case. He did become a wise and noble friend of the ordinary Chinese people. While he travelled to China during 1937, he became fascinated by cooperative projects both in the USA and in Japan. As a journalist in Hankou, he was the first Western journalist to interview Rui Ali at the new headquarters of the CIC, Gonghe, and he became intrigued with this new cooperative idea of setting up masses of cooperative enterprises in China. About a year later, he joined the organization in Baoji, which by that time had become the most dynamic center of Gonghe. And that is where the Bailey Technical Schools started. In his short life, George achieved so much. His joyful perseverance and dedication brought him close to the hearts of the ordinary Chinese people. I believe that what we can learn from this extraordinary man is to love and respect one's fellow human beings, regardless of race, belief, or cultural difference, to strive selflessly with compassion for a common positive goal. And so one can achieve truly astonishing things, even in a short life, tragically cut short. It is truly amazing to see how you have carried his vision forward and indeed gone way beyond his wildest dreams. His strong legacy here has founded a strong bond of friendship between the UK and China. Long may that live.